Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. There's an incredible body of work that Steve Martin has deposited with us over the years. Folks, if you want to get smarter, if you want to run your business better, if you want to be more profitable, and even regardless of how the economy is going, just go back and listen to some of the things that Steve has taught us over the years. And he has his very own suite right there on our website. It's just look for Steve Martin in the Brain Trust. He's easy to find this week because he's right there pretty close to the front. And that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things there on our website, like the newsletter, the blog, our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. Steve, thanks for staying with me. By the way, his website is profitpro.us. Steve, you said something in the last segment that I want to spend a little more time on. That's the what ifs. One of the ways to be more of a proactive innovator instead of a reactive, you know, somebody who's reacting to change. It's a whole lot better to be leading a parade, and your view's a lot better if you're leading the parade than if you're in the back and, you know, you're kind of in the crowd. And so this what if thing I think is really important. Talk to us about, you know, maybe getting your team together and having a what if scenario, a brainstorming session, to see, okay, where would the next, if we were going to be innovative, where would the next thing come, and what would, how would we see that? How would we identify it?
Jim, listening to your employees or more deliberately talking with your employees, asking them for their suggestions and thoughts about what the future should look like and could look like is an excellent idea.
But you know, and Steve, let me stop you for a second. Maybe not even what they think about the future, but maybe they're out there where the rubber meets the road. They could be telling you what they're finding, what people are telling them right now. Maybe that would be enough. They don't have to be visionary. All they got to do is report to you. What do you think?
Well, I think it's absolutely important. One of the real problems in a business of any size, other than the sole proprietorship, is the fact that the leaders, managers, tend to have some distance from the action. You know, where the customer is actually interfacing with the company. If you've got salespeople or service people and then a supervisor and then another layer in between you and the customer, you're in trouble because you're not aware of what's going on. So to the extent that you can actually engage your employees all the way through the organization and ask them what's going on, you're more likely to get insights into the reality of it.
What about this, Steve? Instead of a suggestion box, you have an innovation box, and you say, okay, if you're seeing something out there from a customer, from a competitor, or whatever, if you're seeing something that you think is different, that it's not fitting what we do, or it's troubling you, or it's you feeling a little pain trying to serve the customer, or whatever. Make a note of that and drop it in the box or drop it off to me or send me an email or whatever. Anything you see out there, you're our eyes and ears on the ground and feet on the ground out there. What, you know, don't wait till we have a session to talk about it. You know, compile that all the time. What do you think?
I think it's better served if the managers and owners of the business actually walk around and talk to their employees.
Management by walking around.
Hearing? What's on your mind? How can I help you? Are the sorts of questions that people will answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do it enough, you'll get down to the heart of the matter.
MBWA, management by walking around.
Absolutely. And people want to be listened to. They want to be part of the process. So if you talk to them on a personal basis, you get a chance to know them and understand them, and pretty soon they'll trust you and they'll tell you what's really
but
going
I'll tell
on.
I'll tell you what, though, Steve, as a business owner, and I'm going to make it a confession here, the first time somebody tells you about something like that, your first instinct is to be irritated by it.
And if that's your response, then you might as well forget it. You might as well lock the doors because you're going to be obsolete in a few years.
That's right. That's right. But you know what I'm saying? The first thing is, well, you know, wait a minute. That's not how we do. I don't want to have to. I'm saying your first reaction is going to be to resist it. And you got to get over that, don't you?
You have to suspend your judgment for the moment and have to recognize that what's being offered is being offered in the spirit of cooperation and collaboration. So right. Say, yes, thank you. That's very interesting. What can we do to address this or take advantage of it?
That complaint could be the best thing to ever happen to you, by the way, folks. That irritating complaint could save your life and your business. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.